Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I hope you're well in this, what can be a very frantic period in the lead up to Christmas. I want to say a really big thank you to those of you who reached out to me or sent me messages on social media after the passing of my dear old mum. She was 95, bless her heart, and actually only a few weeks off 96. And just some really lovely messages. Thank you so much. It's been such an emotional few days, obviously. It was actually really lovely that I was able to do a meditation just before the solstice, just to kind of send her off into the light. And as we went into that, you know, intense darkness. And I was just really grateful for a lot of the messages that I received, not least because when I wrote about the fact that my mum had died on social media, I couldn't not mention the fact of how much Constellations has helped me in the past with my relationship with my mum, which would not have been the same if I hadn't had that experience. So I feel incredibly grateful, very, very grateful for an awful lot of things, but just super grateful to Constellations because it enabled me to be able to have that relationship with my mum where I could like properly honour her, properly love her in her lifetime. And that's just so, so unbelievably precious. So I do feel really incredibly grateful for that. And to that end, I'm going to talk a bit more about Constellations later. If that's something that interests you, we do have a day coming up in January. So don't miss this opportunity if you've got people in your life that you want to make peace with or something going on in your life that you know is linked to entanglements, then get it sorted out, because the sense of peace that you have when you've been able to do that is really amazing. So thank you again. I appreciate it. So it's business as usual, which is exactly what she would have wanted. And obviously when someone does pass just before Christmas, it throws into focus what's really important, doesn't it? So that's been very interesting to have to really notice what feels important at this time when I would normally be running around literally like a headless chicken. And I'm very grateful that it's enabled me to take that, to be able to recognize and take a pause on that. So if that's you and you are in absolute panic mode, breathe, it'll be okay, right? It really will be okay. I really want to share with you some good stuff on today's podcast. I thought I'd do a little rerun of a section of an interview that I did last year with Joe Creed from Beyond NLP, because she shares some really important tips how NLP can help us to do what we say we want to do. So this is the time of year when many of us make a decision, okay, I'm gonna stop drinking, or I'm gonna drink less, or I'm not gonna get drunk on Christmas Eve, or when it comes to New Year, I'm gonna be really good. We make all these kind of resolutions and decisions and all the rest of it. And when it comes to it, of course, it all kind of goes the wrong way up, because the wine which flies in, or the thoughts in our head, or other people, we become people pleasers, whatever it might be for us, stuff gets in the way. So we did a session in the Sober Club called How Not to Hit the Fuck It Button with Joe, and I've clipped a little part of that session that she did for us exclusively in the Sober Club, and it's just really useful. It just helps to remind us how we can do what we say we want to do, and that's all that matters, right? If we've made a decision, and I strongly suggest you do, don't just leave it to chance, make your decision. I have had quite a few messages from people saying to me, I've been listening to your podcast, or I've been looking at stuff about the Sober Club, and I do think it's time for me. I know my life could be better without the booze. But, you know, not before Christmas, right? Surely you're suggesting, you know, that I wait. Well, no, of course I'm not. Of course now is the time. It really is. You'll have so much better Christmas if you have or not, you know, under the influence. Absolutely, you will. So now is the right time. So I thought it'd be prudent to to play that clip from Joe. That could be very useful for you. And also, before we do that, I got a chance to have a super quick chat with Michael, who I've interviewed before from Sober Socials. And they have put together, Michael and team have put together a hilarious calendar raising money for Alcohol Change UK. So we'll talk about that as well. But before we do any of that, this week we've teamed up with New London Light. Now, I've brought you information about this fantastic brand before because I got a chance to interview Howard, but I just want to share more info and a great offer and a competition with you. So if you remember, New London Light is this amazing collection of non-alcoholic spirits created by the makers of Salcombe Gin. Now, Salcombe Distilling Co. are expert distillers in the heart of Salcombe. If you remember, I was telling you that I went there with a couple of Sober Club members, and it was just absolutely wonderful to be able to walk into their distillery right by the beach. I mean, just the most beautiful setting ever, right on the water. In fact, they say it's one of the only distilleries in the world that are accessible by boat, directly accessible by boat. So we went in and were able to have a taste of their, what was at that time, their brand new non-alcoholic gin. So, yeah, really, really wonderful place. Anyways, the co-founders, Angus and Howard, met while they were working as sailing instructors. That was in 1995, and they had their ritual, apparently, of a sundowner gin and tonic at the local yacht club. So that's how Salcombe Distilling Co. was born, from their common love of gin and the stunning coastal town. And then New London Light, First Light, is their award-winning bold and refreshing, they call it. It's a fabulous non-alcoholic spirit, and it combines some really lovely ingredients, dried juniper, ginger, bright citrus orange, and a whole bunch of other lovely ingredients. And it was, of course, inspired by what they know best, inspired by gin. And that was their first foray into the world of non-alcoholic drinks. And then they have Midnight Sun, and that takes inspiration from the wild Nordic regions. So they've got six carefully balanced botanicals, lovely ingredients in there, kelp and samphire and Icelandic moss. And then that distillate is blended with a further bunch of flavours, elderflower, lavender, just to name a couple. And then stabilised with kombucha. And then, inspired by adventures in pursuit of golden horizons, that's very poetic, they've got Aegean Sky. And that captures the essence of the vibrant Mediterranean coast. So these are just gorgeous drinks. They look beautiful. The bottles are beautiful. They taste fantastic. They're really, really great premium drinks. So you can serve them in a light, a New London Light highball glass. They've got these lovely glasses over lots of ice, and you can add a tonic water, and obviously you can do your pimping, garnish it with sage leaf or a little bit of orange, whatever suits your fancy. And people often say to me, well, this is all very well, but aren't these really high calorie? And the answer is no, absolutely not. The First Light is only 3 calories per 100 ml. So they're low calorie, and the brand are very sustainable, very responsible. For every bottle of New London Light sold, they donate 7% to ocean charities in the UK and across in the States. So check out this really lovely brand. It's definitely time to treat yourself. And you can get 20% off all the New London Light purchases if you go to their website. And what you need to do is just go to salcombegin.com/shop, salcombegin.com/shop, and add the code NLL20 at the checkout, NLL20 at the checkout. I'll put all of this in the show notes for you. It'll be on the Sober Club as well. But make sure you check it out. And also, we've got a great competition to give away a New London Light gift hamper, which has the bottles and some Fever Tree tonics included. So make sure you check out this absolutely wonderful brand. You know what I'm always saying. Keep the ritual, change the ingredients. Of course, this is how you're going to do it across Christmas, New Year, and on and on. Absolutely. This is what will keep you going, even when the sober shamers are telling you, oh, don't be so boring, you know, quit with your Coca-Cola or your cup of tea. No, I don't think so. I'm good. I've got my new London light. I'm good. It will get you out of so many issues, particularly, as I say, if you're a people pleaser, if you're someone who finds yourself drinking just to make others feel better, quit with that, okay? Anyways, without further ado, I mentioned that I'd had a chance to catch up very briefly with Michael.
Well, I've got an absolute treat for you now. I mean, who doesn't love a super sexy calendar? Who'd have thought I'd be saying that on the podcast? Michael, welcome.
Hi there. It's great to be back. Thank you for having me to talk about this.
Well, yeah, it's really fun. I mean, obviously, you have, since I did my first podcast with you, I mean, you know, my goodness, your star has risen, Michael. You're everywhere. It's fabulously exciting. And now you've seen it fit to kind of, well, get your kit off, basically. But it's all in a good cause, right?
Yes, it's all in a good cause. It's to raise money for the brilliant charity Alcohol Change UK. And it all started from just a little conversation that got a bit out of hand, like one of those pub chats you used to have and then regret the next day. Well, they still happen sober.
Yeah, it's amazing that, isn't it? It's funny how, you know, we used to be worried that we weren't able to have fun. You know, we couldn't have fun when we're not drinking. But in actual fact, I think we're worse, to be honest. I think we cause more noise for everyone in the surroundings than when we were sober.
I've got this theory that when people go sober, they also go a bit bonkers. And there's lots of evidence for this. I mean, people start swimming in the sea.
Well, yes, absolutely.
February, and I mean, I've been doing that, and they start doing all sorts of yoga or family constellations and things.
Yes, exactly.
You should know about it because we're all bonkers when we go sober. And that's one of the best things about it.
Yeah, brilliant. So I know that the cold swimming is something you absolutely do. I'm doing a coach training in January, and it's just so bizarre. Practically everyone who's signed up is into cold water swimming. So that's going to be interesting. Anyway, so tell us about this calendar. So what came about then? You decided, look, let's do a calendar to raise money for this charity, and you decided it wasn't quite enough just to put a little pic of your face on there, right?
Well, I don't think a little pic of my face for 12 months would sell that many calendars. But I was doing an Instagram live on my Happy Without the Hooch account with my friend Michael Singh, so two sober Michaels. He does a bit of digital artwork, which he sells to raise money for charities. And he said, wouldn't it be great if we did something for an alcohol charity? And then we got on to doing a Calendar Girls style calendar with us, but all we would need is 10 other people willing to get their kit off. So we thought that would be the end of it, because it was the middle of November and we didn't think that we would find 10 other people willing to get their kit off. So we didn't actually think we were going to have to do any work. But within 24 hours, 10 other people had come forward and said, we'd like to get involved. And then we had oh no moment where we realized that our silly little chat meant that we had pretty much now committed to producing and delivering a racy sober calendar.
Amazing.
In super quick time. And so
well,
far,
yeah, that really is. I mean, I thought you had to do these things like a year and a half in advance or something.
I think maybe if you want a real professional level of production, and then you do, but
you're not exactly selling it. Come on.
Oh,
it looked pretty cool. The pictures I've seen.
This is something you're going to want on your wall, but it is. We had people taking their own photos. Some of them had friends.
Oh, did you? Right. You didn't have a photo shoot then.
No, we didn't have time for that, but people wanted the calendar.
Right.
And so there's been a bit of photo manipulation there. I mean, I'm Cupid in February and I have my wings on.
I saw that. You look
arrow.
Very cute.
Horrendous, isn't it?
So if you just want to describe this to anyone and describe the pictures to anyone who is thinking, oh dear, how X-rated is this? It's more humorous, really, isn't it, than that?
It's more humorous. If you've know of the Calendar Girls film,
exactly.
And they're strategically placed objects.
Yes,
there's no offensive full frontal nudity. There is a bum visible in one of them.
Thank you for the warning.
if you are offended by a peachy bottom, it's not mine, then maybe it's not the one for you. But that's about as racy as it gets.
Right. Great fun.
So
what's
it's
it called?
And
what's it called and where do we get it?
It's called Sober is Sexy 2023. In fact, if you just go onto Google and type in Sober is Sexy 2023, you'll find the page with all the details and where it's available. Otherwise, you just look on my website, which is www.sobersocials.co.uk, and you'll find prompts to go to Sober is Sexy 2023.
Love it. And obviously, you know, there's going to be one next year. And obviously, you'll be asking me, won't you?
You know what? I've already got started on the list for next year. And yes, please, if you're up for it,
you'll need to have you on the calendar. Very large pampas grasses or whatever we decide to strategically place. Well, we've got a whole year to talk about it. Fantastic, Michael. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, for goodness sake, let's just make all this fun. Let's dispel this myth that being sober is boring. It's such BS, isn't it? And that's exactly what you're doing. So well done, you. It's brilliant. And well done with all your other work, all the social stuff you're putting together. And it's really exciting seeing all the great things you do. And let's catch up in the new year in sunny Southend, yeah?
We will do that indeed. And I might even get you to try your first cold water dip.
Oh, God. Now you'll be very lucky.
We can take the photo at the same time.
That will be a shot, won't it? Michael, thank you so much. Well done, you. It sounds great fun. Have a fabulous Christmas and a new year. And I hope it does really well for Alcohol Change. Great, great charity. So, yeah, on a serious note, you know, even if you don't particularly want to stare at these images for 12 months, I mean, why would you not? You're coughing up for a good cause. So sounds really good. I'll pop the link in the show notes as well. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
So we'll put that link in the notes. Well done, Michael. It's just such a fabulous initiative. Sounds like lots and lots of fun, and raising money for Alcohol Change UK as well, which is great. So I mentioned that one of the modalities, if you like, that I absolutely love working with is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. If you haven't come across it, I use it an awful lot in my coaching. We also use NLP as part of my sober coach training program, where we're training people to be sober coaches. And Joe Creed from Beyond NLP is a master trainer. She's done some expert sessions for us in the Sober Club and also for my Sober Coach training. And so there isn't much she doesn't know about this stuff. So I thought we'll get her to just distill a few tips for us. We did a session in the Sober Club called How Not to Hit the Fuck It Button, which tells it all like it is, really. So we asked Jo to tell us, okay, what can we do in order to make sure that we do what we'll say we'll do. There's an awful lot of do's in that sentence, but you know where I'm going with this.
When we think about something that we want to do, we need to think about, so NLP looks at things like our meta programs. So things like what really motivates us, that's one area that it looks at. So a tiny little bit of that is, for example, if we want to think about, we want to ditch the booze, we want to give up drinking or whatever, we very often think, oh, okay, I've got this problem. I feel tired all the time. You know, I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look when I'm drinking. So that's our problem side of it.
Mm.
But some of the reason why we don't then maintain, yeah, or reach where we want to go is we haven't really thought through what we want to achieve when we've moved away from a problem. The problem. So we've not really envisaged, and NLP gives us ways to be able to really, really connect with what's it going to be like in the future and bring that, get that really emotional connection and that visual connection with how it is. So that's just one tiny, tiny way. And if we think about the whole thing around booze, it looks at things like, okay, what's the habit? You know, is the habit when, you know, you come home from work and, you know, you've had a hard day and immediately you're drawn to, you know, a glass of whatever. With NLP, what you can really understand is, okay, what is it that's happening that's triggering me? And how can I resource myself to basically collapse that trigger?
Yeah.
So the trigger doesn't have the emotional response from me and that need to go forward.
Mm.
I mean, do you want me to just sort of cover a couple of little things?
Yeah, could you? That'd be brilliant. Yeah, thank you.
As we're talking, we're just before Christmas.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
We could also talk about, you know, I mean, obviously this relates to whenever. One thing we look at in NLP is also ways of being able to communicate to ourselves what we need and to other people for what you need. The way I train, I incorporate NLP and also something that's called clean language, which is a real way of utilizing your language with other people to get deep, but also to utilize it with yourself. So, for example, if you think about Christmas, think about actually, what is it I really want? How do I want Christmas to really be?
Mm.
How do I want this occasion to really be when it's at the best it can be? Yeah. How do I really want that to be? And actually connect with that. Think about it. What is it? What would it be like? What would I be seeing? What would I be hearing? How would I be feeling when Christmas is how I would want it to be?
Mm.
Okay. And then you think, okay, so how do I need to be in order to get that?
Mm. And that's a really important bit that I love about NLP. When you bring in that question,
yeah,
you have to actually take some responsibility, don't you? Rather than just going, well, I want it all to be marvelous. You know, you have to actually ask yourself, how do I have to be?
How do I have to be in order to do it? And then the third question on this little, so it's called a clean setup, this little series of questions. Is that okay? In order for Christmas to be like that, in order for me to be like that, to get Christmas to be like that, what support do I need from other people? What do you really need from other people to help you? And then it's a good idea to kind of list it down and then to have that conversation and tell people, because we often think people are mind readers, that they know what it is that we want. But unless we communicate with them and explain to them, so for me, this is how I want Christmas. I know for me, this is how I know it to be. And this is what I need from you. Can, you know, I'm asking you to give me this specific support that I need. Mm. So think about it. What would really help you? That's a great one as well.
Mm. Yeah. And I can really see how that can make a massive difference, because you're right. There's a lot of people who have stopped drinking. There'll be a lot of people listening to this who have perhaps a couple of weeks in, or maybe a week or whatever. And they do want to carry on, and they really do feel committed to that. But they can be feeling very wobbly about Christmas, because Christmas throws up, as you say, all these different emotions, different triggers. Suddenly out of the blue, you hear a Christmas song, or you're putting the tree up and it's like, oh, hold on. This is the moment when I have a Baileys, or this is when I have this. And it's such a strong trigger that if you haven't prepped ahead, you know, you're absolutely right. You could find yourself just hitting that fuck it button right there. Just like, oh, fuck it. You know, I'm got anything else. It'll be all right. It'll just be one. And then, and then you're down that slippery slope. Whereas if you've thought it through and visualized yourself, as you say, visualize yourself putting up the tree or whatever it is you do, holding something lovely that's alcohol free, you know, whatever it is for you, you can absolutely get past that. But the, as we were saying before, the how do I have to be is for me, that's the real key. And that's usually the one that gets missed out, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's really connecting with that and going, okay, when I'm at my best, yeah, what is that really like? How do I feel? Where is that feeling? What do I see? How do I breathe even when you're really, really like, you know, you at your best and how I need to be?
Mm.
And then it's thinking about, okay, if I start to, so you think about the support you need. It's also thinking about the support that you need from yourself.
Yeah.
So for example, if you feel like, okay, someone's triggered me. I know great Auntie Myrtle said the thing that she always says at Christmas, yeah, that makes me want to, yeah, okay. What can I do? Give yourself permission to do something. If it means permission to walk outside, go into the loo and scream and then come out again, give yourself permission to do what you need to do. If it's permission to give the dog a quick walk around the garden or up and down the street, give yourself permission to do what you need to do to support yourself as well.
Yeah. And I think there's this sort of fine line, isn't there, really, between that kind of taking responsibility and self-care. But then, of course, one of the problems that a lot of people listening to this will have is that they're people pleasers. and they actually find themselves doing something they don't want to do just because they want to make someone else feel better. And certainly when it comes to alcohol, you know, you'd be amazed the stories I hear. I had a client today who said to me that she really put the work in and prepped ahead for an event she's going to. But when she let people know and she gave them a heads up, someone actually wrote back to her and said, you've made me feel really sad, really sad. Like, why would it make you feel sad that I'm not putting, you know, toxic poison in my mouth? But unfortunately, that's the culture we live in, right? And so there's a danger that if we are real big time people pleasers, we can end up doing something we don't want to do because we want to be nice to someone else.
And I think that very much happens. You know, a lot of what we talk about with that people pleaser is actually what we're doing was we're coming in as rescuer on the whole drama triangle. The interesting thing is very often when we're people pleasing, what we're also doing at the same time is we are gold medal mind readers. We mind read what it is the other person. So actually, if someone gives you a comment, or somebody's pushing you to do something that you don't want to do, the first thing to remember is, be honest, that's their stuff.
Exactly.
It's their stuff. You know, what they're doing to try and push you is actually trying to give themselves something, an excuse or whatever. It could be anything, you know, but it is their stuff. And the other thing is, if they do say something, it's a good thing to kind of like do this little step back and imagine that you don't know them, that you may be, you know, you're a little alien sitting in the corner, and be curious about actually what's going on for them. So, for example, the person you were talking about when someone said that makes me feel so sad, I'd go back to them with, okay, I'm curious. What is it about me deciding I don't want to drink that makes you feel sad? And actually be curious, because chances are it's about them.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Underneath the surface for them. So if you use that, I'm curious, what is it about? I'm curious. You keep encouraging me to have a drink. What is going on? I'm curious what's going on for you.
I mean, I think this is what's great about NLP, isn't it? Is that it really helps you to notice your thoughts rather than just railroading through all the emotions and then reaching for a drink or whatever it is. You have to actually pause and notice.
Yeah, absolutely. Notice what's going on. And also, there's a great saying in NLP, it's going, what happened just before? Yeah. So we can feel something or feel a pull towards something or whatever. What actually happened just before? Because it's the just before that's the trigger. Okay. And it's a bit like, I love the analogy with NLP. It's a bit like looking out of a different window, taking a different view. You go, okay, is there another way I could look at that actually would empower me more?
Yeah.
And thinking about it. The other thing is, this when people give you their stuff, their comments, and recognizing it's their stuff. It's, you know, if you were, I don't know many people on the call have got dogs, for example. Okay. But even if you have or haven't, if you're going out for a walk with your dog, okay, and or just walking through the park, and you see somebody else with a dog, you know, big Great Dane or something, and the dog does a poop on the path. Do you go running up with your poo bag and pick up that dog's poo? We don't, do we? That's the responsibility of the person that's actually walking the dog. And yet we spend our life picking up other people's poo.
Yeah.
Don't we? It's their
stuff. Really true. Really true. We feel responsible for their poop.
We do.
Yeah,
I think the other thing, you know, you were saying about, you know, this being the life and soul of the party and the triggers and everything else that's going. You know, one thing that we do in NLP is we also very much learn from. Yeah, we have a saying, another saying is we all have the resources we need. Yeah, but sometimes we bury them and we learn to forget them and bury them, put them aside through stuff that happens in life. If you think about kids, okay, look at a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, or remember how you were when you were, yeah, a okay, how you were and could enjoy yourself. You could play, you could have fun. Mm. Yeah, you could do all of that. I mean, I don't know many 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that need more than a glass of lemonade to do that.
Absolutely.
So remember, you have that. You have the ability to be able to play and have fun.
Mm.
Sometimes we just need to be a bit childish, and rather than go, oh, as an adult, I need these things to allow me to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, the other thing around about Christmas and kind of holiday time is that many of us get to see family members. And it's really interesting how, you know, fully grown adults become children again and start reverting to those kind of patterns and, you know, even find themselves coming out with quite kind of horrible things just because they're being triggered at being with their parents. I mean, that's an interesting one. I think everybody needs a dose of NLP before they meet their family.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to deal with all that tonight. We probably haven't got time on that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Families to trigger you and everything.
Yeah.
And there is a little tip that you can do that. Okay, if you kind of think about, okay, so I'm reacting against so-and-so with this emotion like frustration or anger. You can kind of go, okay, how would I rather react instead?
Mm.
Okay. And you can do something. Yeah, it's a bit along the playful. It might look a bit weird, but you can even do it in the moment or just walk out for a moment. And we call it power posing.
Mm.
For any of you that have seen the Amy Cuddy TEDx talk, she talks about power posing. Actually allowing ourselves to physically getting a strong, like standing there in a Wonder Woman pose with your hands on your hips. Just allowing yourself a few seconds to just really breathe deeply, look up. Looking up is a great one as well. Really look up to the ceiling, breathe deeply. Just get your physiology nice and strong. Just for a few seconds is enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And therefore that can really resource you as well.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Really brings you back to in this moment, I'm safe, I'm okay. I don't need to have to pretend that I'm 5 years old again, right? Brilliant. Jo, thank you. I really appreciate it. I know you've got some events, free events coming up, which I'll put in the show notes, links for people. I really appreciate your tips and thank you for doing this piece for us in the Sober Club.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Jo. Really appreciate it. So it really is all about the decision you make. You know, I'm always recommending you to do a WHOOP. Decide on your wish, what it is you want. Decide on the outcome. That means what will it look like when you get it? You know, put the detail in, visualize it. If you can't see it, you probably won't get it. What's the outcome? That's the next O. What's the obstacle is the one after that. So what realistically is going to trip you up? Be honest and realistic about that. And P is plan. Do your plans, do your preparation, reach out for support, reach out for help. You know where we are in the Sober Club. Connection is, it's really honestly is the key. Just reach out and ask for help and support. If you've been sober for ages, but now you just want to up level and upscale to something else, focus on another part of your optimum well-being, then you're very, very welcome. We're all about the what's next. So we have people in the club who are day one thinking about it, sober curious, and people who've been sober for, I don't know, 7, 8 years, and now they're unwrapping something else, whatever time of the year it is. So, make sure you check out the Sober Club. Obviously, don't forget that I think I mentioned to you that on January the 2nd, Monday, January the 2nd, I've got a Step Into 2023 online workshop. It's open to everyone. There's a tiny little cost involved. So you'd need to register for that one. I'll put the link in the show notes. I'm going to be doing a couple of hours where we look back at the year gone and we focus on the year going forward. There'll be some NLP in there, probably some EFT tapping techniques, a little bit of meditation. You will get a lot from it, I promise. So you'll need a notebook and pen if you come along to that. And my guest on that event, my special guest, is Susan from Hola Sober. So we always love chatting to Susan. So she's going to bring some very specific tips as well for embracing the new year, going into the new year. There is a new edition of Hola Sober out, by the way, so make sure you check that out. I've got an article in there about bossing your sober Christmas. So check those show notes or the Sober Club for our event on Monday, 2nd of January, online. And then, as I mentioned earlier, family constellations. We have a day coming up on Sunday, January the 22nd, and that's in King's Langley in Hertfordshire. Very limited spaces. It would be absolutely wonderful if you are in the UK. It's worth travelling. It really is. It's as I have really found this week, it's so important to do this stuff. It really is. So come and do it if you can. Family Constellations, that's Sunday 22nd of January. We'll be putting lots of other events in place, of course. Please reach out if you're struggling. This is just such a difficult time for some people. While everyone else is, you know, seemingly, you know, in festive mode, it can be really tricky if you're not. So always reach out and, you know, there'll be the support there that you need. So thanks again to Michael, and brilliant that you're raising that money for Alcohol Change UK. Thank you again to New London Light, who we teamed up with this week. Don't forget, you've got that special offer if you want to grab that from their website. You just need to use the code NLL20. That's capital letters, NLL20 at the checkout. We'll put it in the show notes as well. And check out our competition as well to win a fabulous pack of New London Light with some tonics. I will see you, I was going to say next year. It's not though, is it? We have another week of this year. So we'll probably do a rerun of a couple of fave podcasts from the year just gone. So have a really fantastic Christmas, and make sure you reach out. You know where to find me. I'm easily findable across social media. Please rate and review and all of that stuff with this podcast, because it really, really helps if you can spread the message. Happy Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.